views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. And answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart. As a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, entertaining motivational speaker, and radio host, Artie has helped change the lives of thousands. He delivers spiritual messages with passion and humor. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. Call now, 1-800-930-2819, and get in the queue for your live on-air reading. Now, here's your host, Artie Hoffman.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie Hoffman, and we are with the talented Sky. How you doing, Sky?
I'm wonderful, sweetheart. Thank you for asking.
So what do you got going on for this Easter weekend? Anything much?
Actually, I have quite a bit going on. My grandson is having his communion on Saturday.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'm excited. But
very cool. Yeah, this Jewish fella is going to be going to his wife's family's house and celebrating the holidays at her mother's house and her father's house, and so it should be a good time. And so I'm looking forward to it because we don't get a chance to see family that much, because we get so caught up with life and stuff like that. So
yeah.
And that's what happens, you know. But it's always nice to reconnect. I just reconnected with my brother and sister-in-law for the Passover holidays, and we just had a simple dinner. We didn't go all out like we normally do because, I don't know, there's just 20,000 things going on at the same time. But
that's so nice. Isn't that refreshing to be with your own blood and to argue and fight?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, right. You said it perfectly. With your own blood and their blood.
I know.
Yeah. It could be a bloody mess, or it could be a beautiful experience. Right. It could be a beautiful experience or a bloody mess. However you choose. The choice is yours. How do you want it to be? You want it to be rough or easy? The choice is yours.
Yeah, really. I'm hearing it, and it's always, but you know what, it's fun. It's just such fun, because all the kids are together, all the cousins are together, me, my sister, my brother, my sister-in-law, who's like my sister to me, you know, my brother-in-law, who's like a brother to me. I mean, we just have such a good time together. We're the kind of people that we laugh. We laugh, and we make jokes throughout everything. Like, everything is not that serious in our lives that we can't laugh about it, which I think is a quality that many people should have, you know, and we just have a ball together, eat like pigs, of course, and the boys go and sleep after dinner, and the girls get stuck cleaning up.
And you want to know something? I got to say two things. For those of you who don't have family to go to for the holidays, then, you know, you do have friends, because a lot of people, their friends are their family more so than their own family, because there is such bad blood and all that. So, it's unfortunate, but still, friends can definitely be a lot more nurturing. Some people just enjoy hanging out, which is fine, just hanging out by themselves with their animals, and, you could do the Jewish thing on the Catholic holidays and go to Chinese and a movie. that's always been my favorite. I have no problem.
I love that.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. Trust me. You know, dinner and a movie, I'm totally fine. It could be any holiday, and I'm totally happy. It's like I said, it's the Jewish thing on the Catholic holidays. So, and then a lot of people can relate.
I've been very fortunate. I have been able to share three cultures. My husband's Jewish, I'm American Indian, and my adopted family is Italian. So, you know, we figure it out somehow. It's just amazing. It's just wonderful. And when I got into the Jewish faith, I really didn't know that much about it. So my husband said, "We're going to a Seder." I said, "The what?" He says, "Yes, we're going to a Seder. It's like the last supper." It's like, "That's great, great." So since I was the youngest, all of a sudden at the table, I'm reading the prayer book, And they say, okay, you're the youngest. You have to go let in Eliyahu, the angel.
Right.
I said, oh, my God. I got my on the spot. I
Elijah.
I freaked.
Eliyahu, yeah.
Was it?
Elijah.
Eliyahu. Okay, okay. They called it Eliyahu. And he says, okay, all you have to do is get up, open the door, and let the angel in. I was very, very thrilled. I kind of felt very honored that I was able to let the angel in. And, like, from that moment on, I felt so very connected to the Jewish faith, you know?
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I got to tell you a cute story. When I was in Florida, when I was 20 years old and I was living in Florida, I only lived there for 5 months, but I did intend to stay out there for the rest of my life, but situations didn't allow it. And I just happened to be out during the Jewish holidays, you know, around that time is when I was in Florida. So what I did was, you know, everybody was going to my parents' house for the Seder, for the Passover holiday, which we always do every year during back in the day. So what I did was I called up my brothers, and I let them know that I was going to come up to New Jersey and surprise my parents. And so anyway, I timed it perfectly. We timed it perfectly. So my brother Marty, you know, gets to the door, you know, and we have a house full of guests, you know, there's a bunch of family and people over. And so just as my brother opened up the door, he goes, all right, let's just see, you know, let's let Elijah in, the angel, and so at that moment I walked in with a sheet over my head, and then
how come I don't doubt that
and then I took the sheet off, and both my parents, they didn't know that I was back, and my father actually started to cry, and my father's usually not the emotional one, and my mom was just, like, you know, all happy and excited and stuff. So it was a nice little surprise in that moment. So
And you have such wonderful parents. God bless them in heaven. They're amazing. I got the privilege of speaking to Artie's mommy, and she is just an absolute dream. And so she loved that kid. Right.
yeah, my mom, you're right. Just to let everybody know, my mom did cross, and Skye was able to communicate to her and connect to her, spiritually speaking, you know. And, you know, it was very nice to hear confirmations from my mom. And I had a dream for the very first time since she's passed away last week, and a few days ago, actually. And, you know, she was just, I was sitting down on the ground, and she was, her back was to my chest, like she was sitting right in front of me, and I was just holding her, and we were smiling, and my brother was there, my one brother was there, my father was there, and we were just happy that she came back to visit. And yet in my dream, I knew that she had to go back, and we knew that she had to go back, and we knew that she was just going to come to visit us. And she just looked at me with a smile when she turned her head and looked at my face, and you know, I was just giving her hugs and kisses on her, you know, kissing her cheeks, and it was just such a joy to be with her in that company and stuff. And it was really
it's a two-headed sword. You know that you're with them, and there's no doubt about it that you're with them, and then you have to say goodbye again, but then you look forward to the next time, you know. And it's such a blessing to have that ability, and everybody has that ability, just to concentrate, focus before you go to sleep and say, Mom, Dad, brother, sister, I want to see you tonight. I want you to come to me. I need to talk to you. I need to connect with you again. And they'll come. They will so come. But you need to do a little bit of meditation before sleep and get your body in a really calm place.
In a calm state of mind. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And people know, but
everything.
I've come across a few people where they say, you know, I've been trying to get a hold of my loved ones who have crossed over. I've been trying. They haven't visited me. They haven't sent me signs. Everybody else gets them. I don't.
I've heard that.
And it's a shame that these people don't get it. But I feel like at times they do come in signs. And for me, with me and my mom, it has to do with the cardinals. For me, red cardinals, whenever I see the red cardinals, it's definitely my mom. And then I happen to look at the clock, and I see 12/21, which is her birthday. So whenever I happen to look, then that's it. Skye, I want to say something before, because we have to go to a break, and then we're going to talk a little bit about our topic, and then we're going to answer some of these phone calls. But What's your phone number that people could call if they want to connect to their loved one? And Sky is pinpoint dead accurate. She's amazing. So what's your cell phone that people could call?
908-500-1474.
That's the number I'm jealous.
Yeah, let me give it to you again. 908-500-1474. And I would absolutely love to hear from any one of you out there and be the messenger for very good, positive, healing, and loving conversations with the people who have crossed over for you.
Yeah, after the show, everybody. Yeah, right now we have to go for a break. This is Artie Hoffman. Check out ArtieHoffman.com. If you want a reading by myself, it's 877-ANGEL-02. So stay tuned because Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefense@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
You want to know something? Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky on Angels and Answers. It's really interesting. Here we were. I was just talking about my mom, and we're hearing the song, Have I Told You Lately That I Love You? And that was the song that I would always be singing to my mother, and my mother would sing it to me while she was in the home and she had dementia. And it was really funny because, you know, my mom was just the most cleverest wittiest, funniest person you could meet, even in her soft way. And so she said to me, she goes, she looks at me, you know, like we'd be sitting there quiet watching TV, and she just like look at me in a moment, and she goes, I love you. And then I go, I love you more. And then she goes, more than what?
just to mention everybody, that was her baby, and I cannot tell you how she adores him. Oh my God, it's unbelievable.
Thank
you. Had amazing mom, an amazing relationship with her. So many people strive for that, and you had it. You're so blessed.
Thank you. No, I really did. Now, our topic for this week was about fate and destiny. And, you know, what is fate? You know, what is like meant to be? And then what is what we have control over as far as, you know, how we want to choose things? And what's your viewpoint on that, Sky?
Well, the way I take fate and destiny is, you know, you can change your fate. But your God-given destiny is what God gives you. God says, you know, when you're up in heaven and you decide you want to come back, for whatever reason it is, he says, this is the plan. And you can get to choose your plan and how you want to go, almost like Eastern Airlines. No, but, you know, he'll tell you, like, this is where you're going to go. These are the parents. These are your sisters and brothers. This is what you're going to become. This is what you're going to die of and everything. And you agree to that.
Yeah, we get
that can't be changed. That can't be changed. But the things that happen on Earth can be changed. You say, oh, you know, let's say during the course of that time, you're going to get a tumor, God forbid, on your liver or something. And with modern medicine, you're not just going to say, I'm going to die because that's my destiny. No, your fate is to get it, but your destiny you control. You can go to the doctor and get that tumor removed, and you can live a longer life.
Right. There's this thing called, right, when there are certain things that happen, there are certain things that are meant to happen. You know, there's free will, and then there's things that are just meant to happen. Free will, you know, a lot of people say, well, why do I need free will if certain things are meant to happen regardless? And the thing is, free will controls the quality of your life. How you choose to handle something, how you choose to take care of things, how you choose to look and deal with people and situations is what creates the quality of your life. You know, there are certain things, come hell to high water, it's going to happen. Whether you're here, whether you're in Florida or China, you know, you're still going to meet people or situations that you're going to deal with these challenges regardless. It's just a matter of who you choose to have it with and, you know, the quality of how you choose to deal with the situation. It could be a horrific experience,
right,
or you could be somebody who overcomes these obstacles. Are you going to live as a victim of your life according to how people treat you or your circumstances, or are you going to become the victor and say, you know what, screw this?
Proactive. Yes, you have to be proactive in your life in all instances, that's what I believe. But divine intervention is those times when you feel so hopeless that, you know, oh my gosh, this is just, you know, ridiculous. And all of a sudden, something changes. And you just could not in your own mind fathom this changing so radically. And I believe that's divine intervention. And believe me, I have had that so much through my life, it's ridiculous. If we have time, I'd like to just give you one short story.
Go ahead.
Okay. My husband and I decided for business purposes and, of course, weather, that we were going to move down to Florida with the kids, all under the age of 7 years old. Okay?
Right.
We had a troop with us. So we invest every penny we have in this lovely home, modest but lovely, our first home. And all of a sudden, a couple of months later, my house starts sinking into a sinkhole. And we were there.
And this isn't a dream. This is for real.
This is for real. This is, oh, for real. So now we've only been in the house for like about a year. We've been in Florida for about 10 years. And I get this report from the, and I had everybody come down. So look at this. This is very, very strange. We don't know what's happening. I get the Corps of Engineers out here, the Army Corps of Engineers, and they try to get their rods together to measure the hole, see if we're in danger, and the guy comes into the house and says, lady, pack up your kids and get the hell out of Dodge. But before that, I had been missing my family tremendously. I was so unhappy. I was just miserable down there. I really couldn't connect much with any people. Very transient area. I mean, it's gorgeous to visit. I love it. But to me, it just wasn't where my heart was. So I kept praying to the Lord, and I said, you know, God, I know I don't believe. I want to go back home. And the way things were going with my husband's business, there was no way we were going.
Right.
So I believe, even though my house went into a sinkhole eventually, and that was amazing.
If that's not a sign.
Oh, if that's not a sign, nothing is. Like, I'm taking your house away. The only way I can do it, except lifting it to heaven, is sinking it down into a hole.
So when that's right.
When I came back from bringing the kids to school that morning, which I never do, I never brought the kids to school. They always had the bus. But anyway, after I got home, I found that my house was completely in a sinkhole, and I could walk across the roof. Had I been in that house, I would have not survived because the walls closed in around it and collapsed. Also, from my prayers, that was the only way that the Lord could have gotten us out of Dodge. I mean, that was the only way we could have gotten out of Florida. And you know what? He intervened. And I got the hell out of there so quick. It wasn't funny.
You want to know something? Here we are. Here we are in the spiritual world before we get into our life. And we're hanging out. And we're saying to God and we're saying to angels. And it's like, yeah, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want this. I want that. And I'm going to do this. And I'm going to go over here and go over there. And then you look over. You go, why are you laughing? And God's saying, like, yeah, that is so funny. But now let me tell you how it's going down. This is what's going down. That was really cute. That story that you wanted and how you want your life to be, but that was a cute story. But this is what's going down. This is how it's going to be.
Honey, this is the reality of it, babe.
This is the reality. Now you're going to sit back. We're gonna send you some ammunition so you can deal with your life. I'm going to be right with you. You might not always realize it, but I am going to be right with you. And your little angels here, we're going to be right with you too. You know, so you have nothing to worry about. You're going to feel like we're not around, but we're going to be there.
Artie, you know how true those words that you just spoke were? Because let me tell you something. When we came back to New Jersey, we had absolutely nothing, just the clothes on our back. And God gave us back tenfold. Tenfold.
Yeah, you are rags to riches. Absolutely. That's amazing. No, that's like the Harry Potter story. You know, the lady who wrote Harry Potter, you know, she was married and with two kids, and her husband left her cold, and she had to she had to get a job. She had to now suffice for herself and her two kids. And so when she was with her kids at night, she would always read them bedtime stories. And she got a job as a teacher or a teacher's aide. And so she was creating these stories for her kids. And so she read these stories to her kids in school. There happened to be a TV producer. There happened to be a TV producer that happened to be in class, you know, watching this, because it was parents' teacher. It was a parents' day to visit the kids while they were being taught. And so there was a string of parents all around the classroom. And this one guy was so enthralled by her story that she was reading to the kids, and she created it, that he came up to her afterwards and said, I want to do a movie. I want to do, a screenwrite on your stories. I want to make a movie. And that is Harry Potter. And, had her husband not have left her and left her for dust and left her for out there in the cold for her and her kids, she never would have made it. And now she is literally the second wealthiest lady in England next to the Queen. And so,
God bless her. You know what? God put that producer there that day for her.
Oh, absolutely.
He knew how she was struggling. And, you know, sometimes we are procrastinators. And even though we know we have something good, we procrastinated. It's never going to work. We're our worst enemies sometimes. And then God intervenes and says, you know what? She's not going to do anything with this. Let me just give her a little shove.
Sometimes we think our worst nightmare is like the worst nightmare. And our worst nightmare happens to be our biggest blessing. And yes. It's not just about what we want with life itself, but also within a partner. And sometimes you get beat up so bad by your partner, whether it be emotionally, physically, financially, whatever, that you have no choice but to leave, or they finally left you and you feel devastated. But then all of a sudden, you know, a whole new life could sprout, and like a cocoon, you know, you turn into this butterfly that could now take off. And that's exactly what happened to me. But Sky, right now we have to go to a commercial break. Then we're going to start reading for our wonderful friends out there who are calling in. And Sky, say your phone number if people want a private reading for yourself after the show or the next day or the following day, whatever. Your phone number.
Sure. 908-500-1474.
Very good. Go ahead.
Leave me a message, and I will promise I'll get back to you. I can't promise it's going to be like immediate, because I do have quite a few bookings, but I promise you I will get back to you as soon as I can, and we'll make the quickest appointment we can for you.
Absolutely. And if you want to reach me, Artie Hoffman, for a private read, just call me at 877-ANGEL-02 or check out ArtieHoffman.com, and you'll see the face behind the voice. All right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tell me we don't have the coolest songs on this show.
Right?
I love it. I mean, I pick them, but I love it. But I never know what order they're going to come in, you know?
I just want to tell you, Spirit in the Sky is one of my all-time favorites. And I told my husband, when the day comes that I die, everybody at that funeral better be singing Spirit in the Sky.
All right.
I love it.
That right, spirit in the sky, and your name's Sky. Why not? It makes perfect sense. Right now, we have a very, very patient person. Her name is Amy from Pittsburgh. How can we help you, Amy?
Hello.
I'm losing
Hello.
You.
Hello. What's up, Amy?
Hi.
What's
I have
cooking,
a
sweetheart?
Can you hear me?
Yep, can hear you.
Okay. My question is, I was in a car accident the end of October, and I rear-ended a lady, and she still hasn't settled with her medical bills. And I'm wondering, I was going very slow, and I wonder if she's trying to scam my insurance company. Because she didn't, I realized that you don't always go to, you know, get a ambulance and that, and she went to the hospital the next day, and she, for the longest time, she wasn't answering their phone calls or anything, and my insurance company told her, you have to submit all your information to her insurance company first, and she's reluctant to do that, so that's why I'm wondering if she's trying to drag something out and do something, shady.
Well, realistically, a lot of people don't feel the pains until the next day. It's not always that day. It's like a sunburn. Sometimes you don't always feel it in that time until the next day. But Sky, you want to take this?
Yeah. I believe that if she has severe injuries, the doctors would have noticed that immediately. Did she go by ambulance to the hospital from the scene?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, it's like Artie said, some days, you know, when you have an accident, your body's in shock, and it takes a few days for your ailments to come out. However, a lot of times when you get a lawyer, the lawyer likes to be quite thorough and make sure there's no repercussions or something that can happen to her in the future because of this accident. I just feel that you should go with the flow and just keep it in God's hands, because ultimately the decision will be up to him, like divine intervention. So I really don't think you have much to worry about. I really don't.
Okay. You don't see her suing me or anything for...
Well, I don't see her not suing you, but your outcome is going to be fine. Your outcome is going to be fine. You do carry insurance, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
I wouldn't lose any sleep over it if I were you.
Probably not. Let them battle it out. And absolutely will have nothing to do with you. I mean, believe it or not, unless she was missing a limb or her head fell off, I don't think anything is going to happen to you, believe me.
I feel like, everything always takes forever with the law and going with lawsuits and the medical and, oh my God, when I tell you forever, it's forever. So do I feel like it's going to be just, you know, wipe our hands clean? I don't think it's going to be that, but I don't think it's going to affect your personal life. That's why you have insurance. But overall, Sky and I both feel the same, that we both strongly feel that you're going to end up being okay. And it's just a matter of, you know what? Just
They're all technicalities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just let the lawyers and the insurance company handle it. You're going to be fine, Amy.
Okay.
So how many times?
Amy.
How many times do people sing that song, Amy, to you?
In the beginning, it was quite a bit, but not lately. Lately, not very often.
Okay, I bet you're going to start up again. But it is a great song.
Like
at least
song.
The song doesn't stink, you know? It is a great song.
Yeah.
But then again, if I heard it 100 times a week, I think I'd get sick of anything, you know?
Yeah, my old boss used to do that to me, and it would drive me nuts. And I finally told him, I don't like that song, and then he quit doing it to me.
Oh, well, that's good. At least you're honest about it. At least you're honest about it. Sky, do you have any insights to give our friend Amy before we let her go?
Well, I want to tell you that nobody could hear my voice, Artie, and I am having a rough time hearing everyone. So I hope that everybody's hearing me properly, because I just got a few call-ins that nobody could hear us.
All right. So well, I could hear you perfectly.
I know, but I don't think anybody in the radio can hear us too good. The insights I would like to tell you is stay away from fruit with a lot of acids in it. I'm feeling that you're going to either have an allergic reaction or it's going to not mix well with your system at this point. Even though it could have been fine last year, I think you're going to have some problems with acidic fruits. Okay, so health-wise, I think you should stay away from that. And has something been bothering you lately that, beside the accident, something personal? I mean, you don't have to get into it, you know, which personal feeling is, but I'd like to know if something has been bothering you. Because my angels are telling me that you're very overburdened, not only with this accident, this is just something just to add to your
misery.
This is
another straw on the camel's back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay, they want you to stop giving it so much focus. Take it out of your mind, and things will work out fine. Okay?
Okay.
Just be you. Just be you, because you're good enough.
See, one of your problems, Amy, is like anything that can happen will happen. And it's almost like that regardless of any circumstances in your life, you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop, and you're having a hard time just relaxing, period. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, definitely.
Amy, do you have allergy? Do you suffer with allergy problems?
No, but I've been having a lot of stomach issues, and it's not eating. I haven't been eating acidic fruit, but I've been, and doctors couldn't pinpoint. I thought I was having gallbladder issues, and nobody could pinpoint why.
Okay, well, keep away from the acidic fruit because that will hurt your gallbladder as well. But what I'm going to tell you is gallstones can be a real pain. They're very difficult to live with, and there's a lot of pain involved. But this summer you're going to be suffering quite a bit with allergies as well. Ask your doctor if you can take an over-the-counter allergy medication that's not going to interfere with your gallbladder. And anytime you take a medication, always get a doctor's advice before taking it since the gallbladder is active. I do see that they will eventually remove it.
Okay.
But you want to know something? Do a process of elimination. So when you feel your body is hurting, stop. Try to pay attention to what you ate that day or the day before, and you'll be able to put two and two together and say, okay, and you're going to notice yourself starting to feel a little better by certain foods that you're eating. And I have a feeling that's where some of your allergies might be coming from, not just from ragweed and just the air out there, but also from what you're eating. I think it's going...
Yeah, and also stay away from fats, milk products, fat, dairy. I feel like you need to stay away from those more critically than anything else. But I feel that in the coming months that you are going to have some allergy problems, and you're going to get very upset about it because you're not going to know where it's coming from. When I say allergy problems, a constant running nose, a little bit of a headache, a dull headache all the time, maybe a clogged ear, a little scratchy in the throat, and you're always going to think that you've got a cold. Well, it's not. It's going to be allergies. And I do feel that coming up for you.
And if you go to an allergist and they start, you know, pricking you with all those little things to see what you're allergic to, then you're going to be able to narrow it down, and that's going to be your fastest way to take care of it. Okay, Amy?
Okay.
It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Okay.
Take care, Amy.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. I wanted to, Sky, we're going to be going for a break real soon. I just wanted to take a moment to wish all our Jewish friends a happy Passover, and all our friends who celebrate Easter, to wish them a happy, to you and your family, to wish you a happy and the healthiest of holidays. And, you know, and just keep your thoughts positive. Yeah, make life count, you know, really make it count. Like if you wanted to... What is it in life that you always wanted to do Just think about it. What is it in life? Pretend that your life has just ended and you said, you know, I wish I did this and I wish I did that, or I wish I said this to them and I wish I did this for them. What is it that you really want out of life, or that you wish you could accomplish or do? And you know what? You got to be proactive, like Sky said before. But Sky, before we go to a break, can you tell everybody your phone number?
Yes, my phone number is 908-500-1474, and I would just love to hear from you guys.
Okay, and my number is 877-ANGEL-02, or you could check out ArtieHoffman.com. So stick around, and Sky and I will be right back right after this commercial break.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings, and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Now, somewhere in the Black Mountain Hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
I love that song, Rocky Raccoon. That's so, it's so fun. I love those fun songs. Rocky Raccoon sat into the room. Right. I love like those fun type of songs, and you know, the 64 song by the Beatles, and you know, I love those. I'm a sucker for those cute songs. It's really cool. What was that?
I mean, we're set up for anything that's cutesy, mellow, and mailing.
Right.
That.
We're totally into fun, right? Right now,
yeah.
We got Christy from where? From Bothell? Where's Bothell? I've never heard of Bothell. Hello, hello. I don't know why you say goodbye. I say hello.
I say hello. If I could just take a moment to say hi to my niece, Christy.
You go ahead.
Oh, I love her so much. And we're so proud of her. She's going to become an ear doctor. And I'm so proud of her. She is doing so well. God bless her. She is my my husband's goddaughter. She's my brother's child and my sister-in-law's child. And we are just bursting with excitement for her, and I want to send her all of my love, and I want to tell her, honey, I love you. I love you more than my luggage, baby.
That's great.
I love you more than my luggage. I'll be seeing her tomorrow.
That's awesome. That's all. See, it would have meant more if you were a stewardess. I love you more.
Right?
Or a pilot. I love you more than my plane. No, but she loves you to death.
You know what? That's a line from Steel Magnolias. That's, I love you, Weezer, more than my luggage.
That's awesome. That's an awesome line. Yeah. Right now we have Dee from Pennsylvania. Hey, Dee, you there? Do we got Dee? Mr. Bryan, do we got Dee on the line from Pennsylvania? Hello? Mr. Bryan, do we have Dee from Pennsylvania? Oh, my God, these technical difficulties. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
It's driving me wild.
I know. You know what? I heard nothing of the last commercial except the telephone number.
So, all right. Well, listen, as far as getting back to fate and destiny, we won't worry about the caller. But as far as with fate and destiny, you know, we do have control of our lives.
That's not fair.
What was that?
I'm here.
Oh, you are there.
Oh. Yes, I am.
Oh, how you doing, Dee?
Okay, and you, Artie?
I'm doing just fine. It's so great to hear from you.
Well, it's good to talk with you.
Oh, thanks, sweetheart. What is it that we could do you for, hon?
Oh, I don't know. What do you see?
Sky, what do you see for Dee?
Let me see.
She has her ups. Well, I know Dee, so that's why I'm. That's why I'm putting.
Are you working now, Dee? Are you working?
Not really. I do take care of my granddaughter.
Okay.
Who is autistic?
I'm seeing that you're going to be offered a position, and you're going to be very. Very happy about the offer, but I don't see you taking it because I believe that watching your granddaughter is so much more rewarding to you. But I do see a job being offered to you. And how old is your granddaughter? About 3-4, like that?
I'm sorry?
How old is your granddaughter?
Like 3?
She's 27.
Four? Oh, she's 7. Seven. Okay. Okay.
27.
I would stick with that. I would stick with that. I see for you that you're going to come into a little money. I don't know if you know that or not.
No, I don't.
Does that make any sense to you?
No, not really.
Not just yet. That's all right. Doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It means
No, definitely it's going to happen. I'm definite on that. I see you coming into a little bit of money, and it's going to come at a time when you really, really, really could use that little bit of extra money. Listen, do you drive? You drive correctly?
Yes.
You drive?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to take your car in, have it overhauled, because I do see something happening to your car.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'd have it checked out. Have the brakes checked out. I have a feeling it might have to do with the brake lines because that's okay. What I'm seeing.
And the wheels too. And I do believe he's right because I see the wheels and the brake lines too. So I'm saying, I'm going with that too, Artie, because you never know. It's always good to be careful. It's funny. I told somebody one time. You know, there's going to be something wrong with your car, and go have it checked. And she said to me, are you kidding me? I just had the whole damn thing checked. There's nothing wrong with it. Well, in the middle of a snowstorm, her rear end falls out. And that was like a week after I told her that there was something to go check your car about. So she called me, and she apologized. So I would take that to the bank. Because, you know, it's always very important to be safe more than anything.
Well, I absolutely will do that because I do use my car an awful lot. So I absolutely will do that.
I have a habit of telling people after every single time I tell people word of warning, whether it be about health or on the purpose of their car or whatever, I say, look, I'm not trying to put this on you. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling, but I wish nothing bad upon you. I always have
absolutely.
A habit of saying that. So our intentions aren't to say, oh, this is going to happen. And, you know, like, it's not like you're being cursed or damned. And know what? Something else just hit me right now. Now, a lot of times when people like myself, Sky and myself, and people like our talent, at times we don't see, like, what might happen to a person the next day or the following week or the following month. And, like, we did a reading, and people have said to me, Artie, how come you didn't tell me this? How come you didn't tell me that? And I guess you were meant to go through it, you know? And, like, some things you're not meant to know. However, you did get, you know, warning about your car just to have it checked out to make sure everything's going to be fine. And you're going to have a blessing of having money come to you you didn't even realize. And who cares how it comes so long as it's coming?
Absolutely. Like,
just think
absolutely.
It.
Exactly.
What is your what's your connection with cats?
With the cat?
Yeah.
With cats.
Well, my granddaughter has cats, and so does my neighbor, which they...
The reason I'm asking you is I'm seeing cats being a nuisance to you, like getting into your garbage and maybe messing on your lawn and you don't understand what's going on. But I do see that in the near future, you're going to have like a little bit of a run-in with a pussycat. And it's like an alley cat or something like that. It's getting into your garbage. And you're not going to know why your garbage is like, oh, my
hey,
God.
Sky. Hey, Sky. Hey, Sky. Sky.
Yeah.
Sky. We have to cut off now because we have to end the show.
Okay.
And, Dee, I want to thank you very much for calling in. And, Sky, really quickly, what
welcome.
Is your phone number?
My number is 908-500-1474. And all calls are welcome. We love you all.
That's right. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02 or go to ArtieHoffman.com. And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and your family with lots of love, health, happiness, and protection. And keep on communicating to your angels and to the Holy Spirit. Sky, thank you so much for being here with me.
Oh, it's my great pleasure as always, especially during this holy season for many, many religions.
Okay, everybody. Take care. Have a beautiful week. And until next week, stay well and stay happy. Take care. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman. Tune in to the hottest psychic with the warmest heart every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And call 1-800-930-2819 to ask your questions. Artie is a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker. He has helped over 15,000 people with his intuitive gifts by communicating with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. See you next week.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Storella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.